Scratch that itch. We all face some kind of discomfort at some point in our daily lives. Maybe it's physical, emotional, mental. And what we're going to do is we're going to work with tools to help us scratch that proverbial itch, to bring us into a state of ease. The goal of many of these recordings is to have it so that you can be in a state of ease, in a state of peace, regardless of what the world is happening outside of you. And that's where we're coming from with this stuff. So good, good, good. So let's just create safe, sacred space within which we can do this work. Right? Whatever the discomfort is, it has to do with the incarnation, which is just a temporary stopping spot for you. You are consciousness, living many incarnations. Right? So it's temporary. Everything in this incarnation is temporary. So let's create the safe, sacred space. We're going to call upon the Ofanim, archangels, if you will. Starting in the east, south, etc. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yisharel. Come forth now and with us now create safe, sacred space within which we can do this work. Orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Let's raise up or refresh the towers of divine hope around our abodes, and include the additional energies, divine energies, the Shakti, needed by the people that choose to tap into that tower of divine hope. Let's purify all the sacred objects, places, and spaces within our homes. Thank you. Thank you so much, beloved Ofanim, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, 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 anoitz va'ot. Melo koha aretz kvodo, melo koha aretz niflotav, yehi devar ha-Elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, God who fills everything with the honor and glory of God, God who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So let's close our eyes. Choose to be deep within the center of the core of being. Doesn't matter where it is, just make that choice. It's not in your brain. Let's activate, means turn on, the base chakra. That's the one that's about 6 to 8 inches below the feet. Now, choose to be deep within the I Am presence. And take three relaxed deep breaths. Relaxed is more important than deep. Through your nose if you can, but that's not essential either. And when you're done, choose to be back in the center of the core of being and keep your eyes closed. You may notice that you brought energy back with you. That's a good thing. So let's activate that energy, energize it, amplify it, and anchor it on our nodes. And allow this energy to permeate your entirety. So now, in the center of the core of being, right there at your node, allow divine white gold to form like a bubble, and the bubble will expand and clear your energy field as it goes all the way out to your perimeter, about 55 feet in diameter in the States, 16.7 meters everywhere else. Good. And now let's have the thought to cut all the cords. Chakras naturally connect to one another, like the longitudinal lines on a globe, like the segments of an orange. And all we're going to do is refresh those connections. They're already connected. It's like we're activating them. We're allowing the energy to go through those connections in a better way. So from the base chakra, which is below the feet, not on the body, not on the bottom of each foot, all the way up to chakra number 12. You want all the inner chakra connections all at once, please. Good. And just choose to be in the center of the core of being. Assess yourself. Are you still feeling discomfort? Are you still feeling the physical, emotional, or mental discomfort? One of the best ways, sometimes that's all you need, and that's great. In the center of the core of being, we can call in the energies to allow you to be in that state of ease. Divine love is good, but not everybody accepts divine love. Let's just start with divine peace and divine grace. So let's breathe in now divine peace and divine grace and just fill the center of the core of being with these wonderful Shakti. Divine peace, divine grace, just breathing them in through with your nose if you can, filling the center of the core being. We're not sawing wood. It's not like or any of those cookie breathing exercises that are wonderful and have purpose. Not here, though. Not this. Just relax breathing. And if you want more of these energies, just have the thought in the center of the core of being to breathe more energy in with each breath. Activate, energize, amplify, anchor this energy on your node and allow it to permeate your entirety and affect change. Now, if there's an external being and they're causing you stress, well, they're still there. But the reaction and stress is a choice. And we don't have to be that. So allow these energies now to permeate your entirety. That means all of your mortal bits and all of your immortal bits. And assess yourself. Is the physical discomfort still distracting? The emotional discomfort? The mental discomfort? So have the thought again now, please, to cut all the cords. And reassess. Are you still experiencing that distress within, the internal discomfort? And sometimes you are, and sometimes you're not. So the next little thing we're going to do is expand. Allow yourself as consciousness to expand and fill your entire crystalline structure. Your crystalline structure is the nature of the incarnational bodies. You are the consciousness living inside that. I often describe it like a hermit crab, and you're living in this shell. And when this shell no longer works for you, then you'll discard it and find a new one. So when this incarnation is no longer serving you, you'll leave it behind and enter into a new one. Some people think it's immediately. Some people think it's not immediately. We'll find out when we get there. And maybe we'll remember when we come back to the next incarnation. Good. Okay, so now reassess yourself. Are you still feeling that discomfort? It's possible you are. So let's do that in a different way. Relax as best you can, physically, emotionally, mentally. You're in discomfort, you're in distress. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do that real well. And what we want to do is we are consciousness. Be in the center of the core of being. And now allow yourself, the consciousness that you are, to expand in the center of the core of being until it completely fills the electromagnetic body. And now let it completely fill the physical body. Let yourself completely fill the emotional body. And as we do this, maybe you were experiencing physical discomfort, but when we went to do the emotional body, wow, it seemed like there was something there. Sometimes these discomforts can affect more than one body. So now allow yourself to continue to expand and completely fill the mental body. So there you are as consciousness in the center of the core of being, and you're filling the physical body, the emotional body, and now the mental body. Now allow the consciousness that you are to continue to expand. So please expand and completely fill now the causal body. These are the main incarnational bodies. So reassess. Are you still feeling discomfort? Maybe a new one has popped in. Maybe it's all gone away. That's the goal. Not a problem. So let's stay relaxed. And let's expand into the astral body. Who is expanding? You are. You are consciousness. You're not your physical body or your body system. They're temporary, like a shell. So we're focusing on the more permanent part of you, because the stress is always in the temporary parts. So now we're going through the electromagnetic body, the physical body, emotional body, mental body, astral body, causal body, astral body, etheric body, expanding and expanding. Good. So now let's expand into the awakened body. The first of what we have referred to as the advanced bodies. And expand into the light body. And now expand into the radiant body. And now expand into the ascension body. Give it a few moments. And let us reassess. Are you still feeling some kind of external stress or discomfort physically, emotionally, mentally? While you're in this expanded state, if so, just allow yourself to expand beyond your perimeter, beyond the perimeter of your crystalline structure. Your incarnational body system, that 55 feet, 16.7 meters in diameter, although it's not really a sphere, it's close enough. Good. Just expand a little bit more. This way, you're a little bit more out of phase with the incarnational sensations. Give it a few moments, and as this, without going back into your brain, because that's where all the stress was, if it was emotional or mental, right? Please reassess. How are you physically, emotionally, and mentally in this state? We are not eliminating physical pain if you have physical pain, especially if you have something major, God forbid, like some kind of tumor or something. But we're getting it enough out of phase that it's easier to cope with it. It's easier to handle it. I know in my life, there have been times when I have been in so much physical pain that I couldn't get up and go get a pain pill. Not fun. So just allow yourself, you, our consciousness, allow yourself to be a little bit more out of phase with the physical. And allow the energies to flow through. All there is energy anyway. Is there still discomfort? Let Let's try another technique, shall we? Again, be at ease as best you can. And be in the center of the core being again. And this time we want to take the ascension body that's all the way out there and let that body stretch and expand. And then let the radiant body stretch and expand. So we're making our boundary further. Let the light body stretch and expand outward. There you go. Let the awakened body stretch outward and expand. Let the etheric body stretch outward and expand. Let the astral body stretch and expand. Let the causal body stretch and expand. There was etheric, astral, causal, we're working our way back in. Let the mental body stretch and expand. Let the emotional body stretch and expand. And after the mental, we do the emotional body to stretch and expand. Let the physical body stretch and expand. Let the electromagnetic body stretch and expand. Sometimes that's what's needed. Take a moment and reassess. You're not seeking the discomfort. You're trying to assess whether you're experiencing the discomfort. Right? If you seek it to see if it's still there, you're calling it in. Just see if you're stressed, if you're still discomfort. Right? And if you are, not a problem. You are consciousness. Expand and fill this whole crystalline structure that we have now stretched and expanded. And now I want you to breathe in the violet flame and the sacred fire, the golden flame and the diamond white light, please. These four specific energies, Shakti. They have multiple frequencies. They are a waveform. So we're breathing in these violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light. And we're allowing it to transmute and release and replace all the dross that was just created by expanding and stretching. Stuff that's falling out, that's not needed. We're getting rid of the excess junk in the trunk. And as consciousness, expand and fill yourself. Fill your crystalline structure all the way out to the new boundary. However many feet it is, it doesn't matter. Because that's only an approximation anyway. That would make your crystalline structure three-dimensional, and it's not. It's 24 dimensions. That's how we're able to stretch the physical body. Because the first three dimensions are kind of actual cells and bones and everything else. And that's not what expands. It's okay, we don't have to understand it. We just have to live it, experience it. Practice it so that you get better at it, please. Good, good, good. Give it another moment. Please reassess. Are you still feeling discomfort? Physical, emotional, mental? Realize that it's a choice and it's usually a reaction to something else. Sometimes not. But the discomfort's the choice, not the situation that created this thought, the discomfort necessarily. Yes. Good. Good, good. Are you still having discomfort? Well, then let's go on to the next level in. Close your eyes. And I want you to use your astral hands. And I want to squeegee all the thoughts up and out of the left side of the brain, up and out of the right side of the brain, capturing all of your thoughts between the palms of two astral hands, yours, right in between the palm chakras of these astral hands, and raise those hands up to the 10th chakra, please. And have the thought to spiritually expand the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum is this teeny little piece that sits in between the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. And it's the only piece that connects the two. So we want to spiritually expand it so it fills that entire space. And allow your brain to synchronize left and right together. Going from duality into a state of plurality. Temporary, it'll be however long you can hold it. It's a good thing. But it may dislodge the discomfort and give you another advanced experience of your own true nature. Good, good, good. If these techniques do not dislodge the discomfort you're experiencing, then something beyond this little session is needed, and that's not a problem. I can work with you, others can work with you, whatever you choose, whatever modality. The point is that you don't need to suffer. Some things have to be you have to go through some things, they have to be endured, but you don't have to suffer while you're enduring it. And that's the goal here. Good. Good, good, good. Questions? Please write me right below here in YouTube. If you find these little videos helpful, please, please do donate to Shaktify. It's a 401c3. If you live in the United States, you can take it off your taxes. You'll get an official letter at the end of the year. And yeah, so that's all good. And you'll help this work keep going. It's not cheap anymore. So good, 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 good. And thank you so, so much. God bless.